Glory to God forever and ever. Jesus the Christ is alive. He is the Lord God Almighty. Amen. The chief end of man is to know God. Man was born to fellowship with Him, with Jesus Christ, with the Father forever. Amen. He's the most wonderful, most beautiful person in the universe. Man was created. He created man really for Himself. When someone meets Him, they will only want Him and they will never be the same. Amen. And we know Him through the Holy Spirit, who is God Almighty. Amen. I am going to present some new information in this short podcast that I have not shared perhaps ever. But remember, the only new thing that we need is the presence of Jesus every day. Amen. Glory to God. I'm continuing this subject, the personality of the Holy Spirit. I'm going to speak a little bit about that. Also, I want to give a shout out to our listeners around the world. In the last 30 days, some of our main listeners from the U.S., the U.K., Canada, South Africa, Russia, Singapore, the Philippines, Egypt, in Africa, Nigeria, as I mentioned, South Africa, Kenya. Thank you for listening, and we are here for you. We're believing with you. Lord, I do pray for those listening. I believe with them for their needs, and that you will reveal yourself to them and reveal your glory to them. Amen. In the wonderful name of Jesus. Okay, here's the new content. Did you know? Okay, man was born to fellowship with God. His presence and glory beyond description. And everything that a human being desires and longs for is found in Him. So knowing Him is the whole key, 100%. That's that, having that relationship, knowing Him. And the results of that are also beyond words, beyond description. The benefits, the promises, they're beyond human comprehension. And here's an example. In heaven, those who make it to heaven will fellowship with Him forever in the glorious splendor of His majesty, the presence of God, the presence of Jesus, of the presence of the Holy Spirit. Literally, they will be in His glory. And here's an example. They will be in the prime of life forever. A great man of God says that he believes every person will be 33 years old. More than that, they will be in glorified flesh in the glory of God. It's just incredible. They will worship God. They will worship Jesus Christ. They will be continue ministry. If they didn't do a ministry on the earth, they will do ministry in heaven forever. They will serve other people. They will learn from the Almighty God and from Jesus Christ and learn about the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven and these glorious just. And it's for eternity. I wanted to just mention some of that. Again, we could do a whole series about that. Our ministry has published a book called Heaven, 33 Stories from a Real Place. People who have been there, they've seen it, they've come back. And that's in the Bible too. Paul went to heaven. But it's so wonderful that every person says, it's so wonderful, I can't put it into words. And that presence and glory is available to every person on the earth. That's available. That's Jesus in the power of the Holy Spirit in that fourth phase of knowing Him. There's four phases. Most believers, it's safe to say that about 90% or more only stay in the born-again phase, and they never understand His glory. I'm continuing to proclaim the glory of the Lord and the presence of Jesus. I want to just continue to hone in on that and present that and just let the Holy Spirit get the results. We just give everything to Him. So wonderful. And there's much I could say about this, but I want to encourage you. I want to build hunger in anyone who will listen. That presence and glory is available on the earth. That's what's available. That's the Holy Spirit. That's Jesus Christ in the power of the Holy Spirit, the glory of the Lord, that relationship. Amen. It's that man was born for that and created to do that. Why do I continue to say this in these various ways? Because for many reasons, but it's just so frustrating and perplexing and ironic that even believers, we miss it. We do all these other things, but there's one thing that's the answer, and it's going straight to Jesus. And we realize that the Holy Spirit is Jesus Christ. He is the Father. He is God. He's glory to God. And we, this relationship. Okay, second thing about the personality of the Holy Spirit. I want to repeat some things I've said in the previous message. When someone meets Him and has that relationship with the Holy Spirit, He will reveal His personality to them and everything they need to know. That's the way it should be. They don't have to have any person teach them. They don't even have to have the Bible. It's great to have the Bible and have that confirm. And we can learn from the Bible. I'm going to mention some things from the Bible in this podcast. This is the greatest privilege for a human being to know Him. Greatest privilege. And that's how we receive everything from Him, starting with salvation. Same thing, that same truth with salvation applies to understanding everything in our most holy faith, is that it's that personal, private, glorious relationship with the Master, with God Almighty. This glory, what a glorious plan that God has set up, and there's so much I want to say about that topic. I want to, about that personal relationship. I know that sounds like common sense, but it's the entire key. If anyone is missing anything and wondering, it's the simplest, most wonderful answer. Go directly to Him. Go directly to Jesus. Whatever someone needs, everything is found in Him. That brings up the next point. If we want to know what the Holy Spirit is like and His personality, one of the best ways, look at Jesus Christ, and here I am talking about the Bible. Read the Gospels and about how everything about Jesus Christ reveals His personality. The wonderful, merciful Savior who died for the world, He loves, He saves, He heals, and infinitely more. He's the Good Shepherd. He's the light of the world. How wonderful. Glory to God that Okay, if anyone wonders, what is God like? What is the Holy Spirit like? Just look at Jesus Christ. In fact, the Holy Spirit is Jesus Christ. Amen. So that's, those of us who have the Bible, we're so fortunate that we have the Gospels, that we can see all the things Jesus did and said and revealed, and it just, it's truly incredible in many, many different ways. So that's the next point. Third point about the personality of the Holy Spirit, I do recommend this, a great book. Moody Bible has published this book. It's called The Personality and Work of the Holy Spirit. It's on their website. It's for an ebook. It's like a dollar. I was just reading this author, a great author, points out that it's by faith. How do we receive the Holy Spirit? Just like everything in our most holy faith, by faith. We know that we're saved by faith, and same thing with the Holy Spirit. Faith is wonderful. It's simple. It literally, that word literally means reliance. So it's just relying on Him. And a great man of God, I heard him say recently, don't seek faith. Go directly to Jesus Christ. He gives faith. He's the Spirit of, the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of faith, the Spirit of everything that a person needs. Just go directly to Him. And that, and I go back to, what a glorious privilege to have this relationship that can never be taken away. That's eternal life, is literally a relationship with Him, knowing Him. That's what eternal life is. And all the benefits that flow from that, the promises, those are just incredible. But let me finish. I want to continue to focus and hone in on the presence of Jesus, the glory of the Lord, the beyond description, beyond words. Heaven is made from His glory. If you read the last two chapters of Revelation, the last two chapters of Revelation describe the new heaven and the new Jerusalem, and basically describing heaven. So incredible that the city was pure gold like clear glass. The foundations, 12 precious stones. That's just, those are just some brief examples. That's the glory of the Lord. That's the treasure Jesus spoke about. He said the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure buried, hidden in a field. And it's a great parable. Earlier this week, I did a message about that. There's, please listen to that. So glorious. That's the glory of the Lord. The Lord Himself. He's the most, that's the priceless gift given to mankind. And I'm wanting to speak about Him and about His presence. He's beyond words. He's beyond description. We could give for all eternity. We will be giving, experiencing and learning, living, you might say experiencing and learning, remember, for all eternity, about Him, all that He is, His presence and glory, and everything that flows from that, His love, His mercy, gracious, slow to anger, abounding in goodness, abounding in truth. And remember that list. I think I'm going to put that in the notes. It goes on and on. Jesus loves, saves, heals, delivers, redeems, gives the kingdom, gives Himself, gives eternal life. Remember, Jesus said, I give them eternal life and they shall never perish. Baptizes, anoints, Jesus sets free, Jesus speaks, Jesus leads, Jesus guides, Jesus blesses. See this pattern here. This is the only true God. All of these things flow from Him, of course, but we'll be learning about those aspects of Him that He's, how glorious this is. How do we know this on the earth? If people object, don't they? And they have all kinds of questions and objections, and they say, look at all the pain and suffering in the world. Look at how there's a hell and all these things. Let's look at the proofs that we do have. Jesus died for the world. There's perhaps the preeminent example of His love. And there's, if He did that, there's no limit to His love and to His, and His love is, you might say, there's no limit to His love and all that there is no limit to His love and to the examples of His love. As I mentioned previously, we can safely say God has revealed His love to every person in the world in an infinite number of ways. How? He's offered Himself to them for an infinite number of moments. He's offered His Son. He's offered the Holy Spirit. Given, in fact, to every person on the earth. So if in, now, again, object and they cross question and they doubt and they come up with everything. You know, let's remember, let's not look at man. It's a tragedy that most people choose self instead of God. There's something about, you know, the Bible even says the human heart is deceitful and wicked above all things. That's a challenging. And then there's things that keep us from knowing Him and then experience. But I want to continue to focus on these positives and on the fact that His glory, His majesty, the Lord Himself, priceless. Like, it's called the anointing. It's the presence of Jesus. But that anointing, the presence of Jesus, is priceless, incomparable, the most valuable entity in the universe. Like, outside of Him, there is nothing. Nothing has any value. Many people would completely object to this. They would shoot it down. They would laugh. Well, I want to continue to proclaim it. I don't mind. Let me repeat that. The anointing, the presence of Jesus, the presence of God, God Himself, the most valuable, priceless entity in the universe, incomparable, nothing else compares, and outside of Him, there is nothing. Outside of Him, if someone does not know Him, they are spiritually not alive. I could say it in extreme, much harsher ways, but they're spiritually not alive, and they have nothing, and they can do nothing. Jesus said, apart from Me, you can do nothing. It's a very serious, precarious, dangerous place for a person to be, to not know Him. And the same thing applies to believers. If we, it's very serious, you know, we need to take it seriously. I go back to this because I'm to think that, okay, someone may say, how is it the most valuable entity, and how is it Okay, it's God himself. Jesus Christ is God. He is the Son of God. He's the Savior. But he is the Lord God Almighty. The Holy Spirit, same thing. And we should treat him, give him the place he's due. Amen. That's just common sense. We should give him the reverence and the honor that he's due. Amen. That's when we do that, think of this. When someone does that, they may have never read the Bible or have owned a Bible or seen the Bible. They're doing what Jesus said to do. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, strength, with everything you have. And therein, let me finish with this. I said this before. So that's the whole key, is that relationship. And then they are actually living. They are living what the Bible reveals. They're doing what they were created to do. Normal, natural, simple, easy. They are partaking of the divine nature. They are a living epistle. They are a part of his holiness. The angels who are made from his glory cry out, "Holy, holy, holy." God doesn't want us to cry out holy. He says, "I want you to live it." A great man of God said this in one of his messages. "I want you to live it. I want you to be a part of that." And that famous verse, partaker of the divine nature. They're living it now. They're holy, accepted, blameless, beloved. They are a child of God. And it's so wonderful. One of the reasons that I'm continuing to focus on this is that it bugs me that we as believers miss it. And of course, there's so much dead religion. We get down, right? We get frustrated. You know, sometimes we hear about that subject of faith, and it kind of, well, if that it may seem difficult, or that we have to work something up. It's all about the glorious presence of Jesus. That relationship. He will lift us up. He will give us faith. He'll give us him. He gives himself. That's the whole key. That's the whole key. It's, we need, as Reinhard Bonnke said, we need to be delivered from ourselves and our old ways of doing things, and and say, "Lord, do something completely new in my spirit today." Amen. And how do we do that? Through the presence of Jesus. And remember, so incredible. The glory of the Lord on the 1 to 10 scale is infinity. There are so many things that keep us from experiencing him and his glory. Some brief examples. Most of us have been raised to be independent, you know, to make it on our own, to be, that's the human nature, is self-will. And that, Bonnke said, that's the ultimate sin, is self-will. But you know, independence and self-will and doing it, and so we miss out on knowing him. Okay, another thing, so much focus on self. We see that on social media. We see that in our world today. It's just a complete and total focus on self. Well, that's really the opposite of what it is, what we should be doing in our walk with the Lord, with God Almighty. It's all about Jesus. And when we meet him in his glory, we are canceled. It's all about losing our old nature so that we can have, if we're saved, we have the glory of the Lord within our spirit person. When we lose our old nature, we connect, that's a way to put it, with the Lord himself, with his glory, his majesty, which is everywhere on the earth. His presence fills the earth. and we connect with him. It's a book by Watchman Nee called The Release of the Spirit. It's released from our spirit person. We are canceled. We, nothing about us. Now, some ministers, in fact, one that I follow, you know, he's, well, that's a separate issue, but it actually brings up another thing that keeps us from experiencing the Lord's glory. We see other Christians and other ministers that bother us, and we don't like what they're doing, and so we lose interest. It's like, oh, I don't want to be like these Christians. I don't want to be, you know, and so we miss out. We should never look at man. We can learn from their teachings and so forth. Yes, that's a great thing. But we should focus 100% on Jesus. Oh, there's so many things that keep us. The dead religion, we see that. We see dead religion. I mean, most of the world thinks it's dead religion. And that's just, that actually, dead religion, I believe, is one of the biggest hindrances to the true gospel. Finishing up, think of, okay, the Lord and His glory, and the benefits are also, the benefits, the promises, the results, also beyond words, incomparable. That's what He offers. And how do we find Him? It does. There's three realms of prayer Jesus revealed. We must seek Him. We must persist. That is, Jesus gave two parables about persistence. Luke 11, Luke 18. Continue on with Him. He will meet us more than halfway. There's unlimited potential. I know I'm touching on quite a few subjects, but it's worth it. It's nothing compares to the glory of the Lord Jesus, the Holy Spirit. Nothing comes close. Nothing even. I considered mentioning to you a dream that I had once, which has stuck with me. I'm going to save that for another message. But what. You've heard that phrase. What's the moral of the story? The Lord and His glory, incomparable. Nothing compares. Nothing comes close. And it's so wonderful, but also very serious. If someone says no, they're in a very dangerous place. Jesus is the Savior, and that minister I mentioned gave a great analogy. He said if somebody's on a boat that's sinking and they are going to die and a boat comes along to save them and they don't get in that boat, who made that decision? Whose fault is that? Okay? God has done that. He has provided the Savior, that rescue. And even more than that, the perfect plan, the glorious plan for eternity. And it's so simple and wonderful. It's just saying yes to Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.